This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It's Sean on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show, and I told you all we had a massive, massive, huge guest joining us. We've got the big man himself, Father Christmas is here.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm very good, Santa. Would you like to be Santa or Father Christmas?
Santa's fine. It's nice and short and pithy, isn't it?
It is easy. Santa, mate, how are you doing? Thank you so much for taking your time out of your schedule to come to have a little chat with us, because I know you're probably very busy.
I'm very busy at the moment. It's all going swimmingly, I must admit. The elves are busy packing the sleigh already for the big night of the Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus is there supervising, making sure they're doing it properly, which they always do.
I like that you've got Mrs. Claus on duty for this one.
Well, she's actually the one in charge, but don't tell everyone.
Oh, Santa! And also as well, Santa, what else we're very excited for is that you're going to be dropping in on Fun Kids all throughout December. Chatting
I am.
To us.
I should be on the breakfast show every day in December, giving you little tidbits and updates.
So I know.
Hopefully listening for that as well, kids.
We love your little updates, Santa, and we very much appreciate the fact that you can that you take the time out to chat to us. And also, obviously, your buddy Robot.
Oh, we're good chums. All throughout the year, he messaged me, he WhatsApps me and texts me as well. So we're good chums, we are.
I love that you in a robe. I love you're on WhatsApp, Santa, just sharing Christmas memes.
Well, that's it, yes. You have to, don't you? And just be up with the kids these days. I mean, technology is moving so fast, isn't it?
And I love that you're not getting left behind, Santa. You're at the forefront of the technological
quite
revolution.
Right as well. And you can track me on Christmas Eve. You can see me flying around the world using my Santa Nav, and you can find out where I am on the world at any one point, really. It's lovely.
Do you have GPS and Google Maps on the old sleigh these days, or is it just all up in your head still?
Well, I've got a Santa Nav these days, so it's all pre-programmed for me, which is wonderful. I've a team of elves who do all the technology for me.
I mean, that's easier on the Santa brain then, isn't it?
It is, but I've got my elves at the Royal Mail as well. They help me a lot. They've been helping me for over 50 years, and I still use proper old-fashioned letters. Well, not old-fashioned, but I use proper letters to get to me these days. And would your listeners like to know where they can write to me?
Well, yeah, absolutely, because that was what I was going to say, Santa. How's best to get in touch with Santa in 2018? You still like the normal classic Christmas letters?
I do indeed. There's nothing better than opening up a letter every morning and just seeing how wonderful the children are doing and asking for these wonderful things that they want. Would you like to hear the letter, the address?
Oh, absolutely, Santa, definitely.
Well, as long as the children get their letters to me and they post them by the 7th of December, mm-hmm. and they put their proper address on there, a correct address, and stamp the envelope, it'll guaranteed to get to me, and then I can respond to them and I can actually reply to their letters. And
oh, that's amazing.
We've tried to do that. My friends at the Royal Mail have always helped me do this. As I say, for the last 55 years, my elves there have helped me.
So, right. So if you're there spooning some breakfast into your mouth right now, everyone, make sure you just keep an ear out for this address. Maybe tap it down and write it down somewhere, because then if you send your Christmas letters to this address, then Santa can get back to you. What is the address?
Well, if you address it to me, Father Christmas, Santa's Grotto, Reindeer Land, XM4... 5HQ. If you didn't get that down in time, go to royalmail.com/Santa Mail, and all the details are on there as well.
Yeah, you can check it out on the Royal Mail website, and also on the Fun Kids website as well.
You've got a link on there as well.
We'll get it on there as well.
Fantastic.
Santa. We'll look after you, mate.
Also, that'll put you on the nice list as well.
Oh, that's exactly what I was coming to. So we know that December the 7th is when we decide is when we need to get our letters over to you. When do you decide the naughty and nice list? When do you all sit down? Is it just you? Do you make the call, or are the elves in on it as well?
Well, it's a democratic decision these days. So it's myself, Mrs. Claus, a few of our chief elves there as well. We do have elves in charge of the naughty and the nice list.
Good.
Thankfully, the naughty list elves don't have a lot of work to do these days, I'm glad to say.
Oh, that's so behaviour in general across the world is on the rise.
That's it. As long as children try to behave themselves and they try to be good every day, that's all I can ask, isn't it?
There we go. Is it kind of like an X Factor decision, like judges' houses, when you're picking them? Do you have a big red X?
No, it's usually black and white, but there are a few grey areas that we discuss, but it's not like X Factor at all. It's an old-fashioned way of doing things. We've got the two lists, and there's no grey areas in the middle, really.
See, that's it. I mean, Santa's might have his Santa nav, but it seems like we keep things classic up in the North Pole, don't we? We like our letters, and we have like our old school naughty and nice lists.
That's it. That's the best way to do it. I've found over the last few centuries that's the easiest way to do things.
Excellent work. Santa, is there a quick message you'd like to pop over to Robot before we let you get on with your Christmas preparations?
Well, I assure him he's on the nice list, and I wish him a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy, happy 2019.
Brilliant. Also, Santa, quick question. Am I on the nice list?
Oh, let me just double check. Yes, you are.
Yeah, Christmas presents for Sean. Excellent. Okay, Santa, we'll look forward to hearing from you on The Breakfast Show, and we'll let you crack on, mate. Thank you for coming in.
Fantastic.
And having a little chat with us.
Take care of yourself, Sean.
Merry Christmas,
Happy
Santa.
Happy Christmas to all of your listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.